You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So I was doing some trail running again yesterday on a trail that I'm not real familiar with. Hit a patch of gravel on an incline.
Oh, you fell down again.
Again.
You're gonna die.
This time my right arm and my right leg have been all torn to hell.
Man, better slow down.
The worst part about it was I had just passed a woman who was walking, and she was only about, I don't know, 30 feet behind me. Of course, I hear her going, "Are you okay?
Sir? Sir?"
And the thing is, I bounced right up and kept running. I didn't want to be rude and not answer, but I was trying to, you know, I timed these things. I'm trying to go for a good time. So I hit the side of the wall there and went down and got up. I just yelled back over my shoulder to her. I go, "It's mostly just embarrassing."
Yeah, you got a witness this time.
I had a witness, and that's the worst. The last time, you know, there was nobody around, and that was good. This time, it's a lady who's like, "Are you okay?" This blood
is you're bleeding out. I'm fine, thank you. Just need an aspirin.
So anyway, that was the low light of my day yesterday. What about you?
My low light was purchasing Halloween candy. I had to make a little stop at the grocery store yesterday, and they had all this candy piled up there, and I was like, you know, I better pick up a couple bags just in case. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what's going to go on. I mean, we've got a ton of kids in our neighborhood. I would imagine we're going to get a handful of kids making the rounds. So I picked up a couple bags of my favorite, in case, the almond Snickers bar. Snickers made with almonds.
Huh, all right.
So I got a couple bags of those and threw them on the counter at home, which Nicole then proceeded to hide from me because I will eat them. Yum, yum, yum. And there will be none left. But then I thought it was funny because I come in this morning and I see this article. It's out from the Society of Wet Blankets. They're reeling off the 5 unhealthiest candy bars to avoid this Halloween. Which, does anyone avoid any candy on Halloween?
I mean, it's Halloween.
The answer is no.
These are the same people who put out the warnings around Thanksgiving and Christmas about overeating.
Exactly. The Society of Wet Blankets. We'll start at 5, Mr. Goodbar. Who hands out Mr. Goodbar?
I don't know, but I love those. Am I a weirdo?
Yes, you are.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, but that's just chocolate and peanuts, right?
It's so good, though.
They're hard to find. A chocolatey payday? I didn't know they had chocolate paydays. Hmm. Those are the nut rolls.
Okay.
A Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth.
And then the top two, number two is the Milky Way and the Three Musketeers. So like the two biggest ones, besides the Snickers bar, at 1 and 2. So, and then they go on and it's like there's other ones on the list that are ranked lower. Snickers, Twix, Butterfinger, Kit Kats, Nestle Crunch. So all candy is bad for you.
In their name is the word candy.
Candy. I mean, and then look at the ingredients. Like ingredient number one, sugar or high fructose corn syrup, something like that. They say the thing is with these candy bars is that they're not real high in calories compared to other candy bars, but it is the sugar factor. Mm. Just chocked full of buckets and buckets of sugar.
Three Musketeers, number one. I don't even know anybody who still to this day eats a Three Musketeers.
What's in that one?
It's like the chocolate over the nougat. I used to bring a Three Musketeers bar in my school lunch every day when I was in middle school. Jeff Boykin and I were Three Musketeers freaks. And so,
nice.
You know, you have your sandwich and your chips
and
or whatever.
And you had a little sword fight with the candy bars.
And so, well, I tell you what we do is we would eat all the chocolate off of a Three Musketeers bar. So it just was the nougat, and we would set that on the table and then smash it with our fists. So.
Oh, right. Then did you eat it or you just left it smashed?
No, I just left it smashed.
The poor janitorial staff at that school.
Again, middle school.
Uh-huh.
So
Jerk move.
It's not like, no, we would clean up our own mess.
Would you? You just smash it. You wouldn't walk away.
Or you shape it into, because then it's like Play-Doh. The nougat inside of Three Musketeers is similar to Play-Doh.
Got a little T-Rex.
We would create, you know, obscene things.
Oh, peepee ding dings.
Like,
all right, so, good for you guys.
Well, not necessarily. We would go for anatomically correct human bodies with our Three Musketeers.
Excellent. How fun. Now I wish you had left them.
This is for you. Uh-huh.
Good day, sir. So there you go.
So I've got to go to the store and get, because I know for the first time in 15 years, I'll be dealing with trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, you guys will get them.
Where I lived for 13, 14 years, never once. The doorbell never rang once. And now I've moved to a neighborhood where I know that bell is going to ring. Although we're talking about doing, I think I told you, we're thinking about just putting them in little brown, the mini little brown, you know, paper
bags. Like little lunch bags, right?
And putting them out on the driveway and sitting out there with a cocktail and just...
And a slingshot, making sure they only take one each.
Well, that's why we're going to separate them, and we're going to be out there with a cocktail watching.
Okay.
So
all right.
If there's that one kid who runs in and like scoops
them
all
up,
I'll run down the street after him, and of course fall
You'll
down.
You'll fall down, yeah.